It's Wednesday, March 15th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The IT job market. Thousands of jobs lost, but unfilled positions still available as salaries remain flat. And Gen Z discovers workplace tech and how to take advantage. This is the Business of Tech. Two takes on IT jobs. First, Janco and Associates report that in the last 2 months, 44,900 jobs have been lost. That said, there are over 145,000 unfilled jobs for IT professionals. According to Janco, companies that have to hire replacements do so with the caveat that payroll costs remain flat and full-time equivalent counts go down or at least stay flat. Many CIOs' 2023 IT budgets plan to increase salaries for IT pros to address the inflationary pressures employees face. They're now reviewing those plans. With that in mind, median salaries for IT pros in 2023 will be 3-4% salary above 2022 levels, not the 7-8% budgeted. Janco has revised downward its forecast for IT job market growth in 2023 to just over 60,000-70,000 new jobs. And second, CompTIA's latest analysis shows a relatively modest pullback in tech employment and employer job postings for future hiring. The data includes several mixed messages. Tech sector employment declined in February. However, companies added new jobs in PC, semiconductor, and components manufacturing for the fifth straight month. The unemployment rate for technologists rose to 2.2%, up from 1.5% in January, according to the IT Industry Trade Group's report. That's still over a point below the 3.6% rate for all workers nationally. With that, I want to add some more data to the mix. Voluntary turnover, people willingly leaving their jobs, declined 22% in 2022 from 36% a year earlier. According to a survey of more than 4,900 companies worldwide, detailed in PayScale's 2023 Compensation Best Practices report. In the technology industry, the voluntary turnover rate declined even further to about 19% in 2022, according to the 14th annual report from the Seattle-based compensation software and data company. 63% of tech workers report they have started their own company post-layoff, according to a recent survey of 1,000 professionals laid off during the pandemic years, published by Clarify Capital. Most of these new ventures, 83%, were in the technology industry. 93% report they are now competing with a company that let them go. And how about this from Axios? Post-layoffs, the employees who didn't lose their jobs often see a decline in performance and feel less engaged at work, especially in research-intensive industries, one study found. Layoffs also can lead to more turnover, as folks, typically the top performers, jump from a sinking ship. Lately, there's been talk of people rage applying for other jobs. Why do we care? Mass layoffs may look good on paper, but it's not that clear-cut. One of the statistics I both keep checking and find consistent is that more IT providers are created during down times. It's easy to think that those dismissed from these IT jobs are the bottom tier, but they were hired at world-class organizations. They're competent individuals. They're finding new roles quickly, too, and some are becoming entrepreneurs and coming for their previous employers. In a tight job market, IT providers, some of those will be your new competitors, unbound by a legacy history. May you live in interesting times. I have to highlight a recent article in the Washington Post for IT services companies, titled, "What's a Scanner? Gen Z is Discovering Workplace Tech." The first few paragraphs give you what you need to know. Quote, since 22-year-old Erica Locke is an up-and-coming IT whiz, the boss at her first cybersecurity internship figured she knew how to use a printer. That boss was wrong. when Locke and a fellow intern needed to print and sign some paperwork in the office, they started out confident, she said. The printer had a touchscreen interface, so how hard could it be? But the printer wouldn't print. They tapped the screen. They hunted for ink and toner, all accounted for. The machine was plugged into the wall, and the outlet was working. Finally, they found the problem. There was no paper inside. It was embarrassing how long it took for us to think of that, Locke said. End quote. Why do we care? The article focuses on specific scenarios. All the advice is specific changes to behavior around tech, like using cell phones rather than desk phones or cell phone cameras for scanners. It misses the real critical insight. Training. When employers make assumptions about the skills of their employees, there are bound to be issues, regardless of age. It's easy to assume young people know it all, but that's unfair to them too. And here's another big technology area to explore: training. It's not just for the olds. Are your go-to cloud providers AWS, Azure, or Google Cloud? Do you ever question whether some clients really need the complexity and expense of the big players? Recommend a better fit with Linode and Akamai. Linux cloud hosting at a fraction of the cost of the big players. Save up to 70% on cloud bills. Enjoy flat, transparent pricing and zero-tier technical support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of your monthly spend. Test Linode for yourself with $250 free cloud credit from linode.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. Today, the Ides of March. So beware the Ides of March. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.